Hey guys.
Hello. A week's gone so quickly, don't you think?
Oh my gosh. In one way, it's gone quickly. In another way, it feels like between last week and today, there's been 657 years passed. I literally feel like this week has dragged, but it's also gone in the blink of an eye. Very specific, 657 years, or whatever it was.
Well, here's to knowing you 657 years. Yeah. Yay! We are back with a brand new episode of Women Who Rebrand, a podcast about women who have started over for various reasons and continue to navigate through life as their new, authentic, rebranded selves.
Welcome back.
Welcome. See, how have you been?
I've been all right, you know, and I do have an update for you because I know last week you were, well, you set me out on my detective journey to find out the origins of my children's names. And I can confirm that they are not the names of previous girlfriends.
Hooray!
Hoorah! No more sleepless nights.
Yay! Do I hear wedding bells? Renewal of vows! Yay!
Let's not go crazy. But I can sleep a little bit easier now.
Me too, babes. Me too. I was on that one.
Good. But okay. Been all right. What about you? How have you been?
Yeah, I've been okay. Last week I was going to discuss a job interview that I had.
Yes. What's that laugh about?
So I can talk about it now because the time's passed and the job, I didn't get the job. But I'll get to the end of that. This was my first job interview since having a job interview for part-time work when I was a teenager.
Wow.
Yeah, so usually, well, not usually, when in the past when I've been a freelancer, creative, it's like, yeah, you have an interview as such, but it's more like, I know, I think you get away with it on the internet. Like, this is my portfolio. None of this face-to-face stuff.
Yeah.
None of this face-to-face.
Oh, so you actually went in for this interview? You went to a physical place?
No.
Oh.
No. Because of COVID. Get-out clause.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a corporate-y job.
Mm-hmm.
For a corporate-y place.
Okay, girl.
Civil servant-type place.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But during COVID, not during COVID. See what I mean? Doing content.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, I could do that. My eyes closed.
Obvs.
Bitch.
Obvs.
Let me apply for this job role.
Yeah.
Did.
Uh-huh.
Got offered a job interview.
Yeah.
So my number one thing, I was like, okay, so it's a corporate-y job. What am I going to do about this hair? Just recently put in some very brightly coloured tracks and stuff.
Diversity and inclusion, babes.
It's all about people having green hair. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what I did?
What?
I did speak to Danny and he was like, nah, leave the green hair.
Yeah.
Content creation. You're meant to be creative. And I was like, I don't know. Bad enough I've got this gun tattoo here. Obviously, I had long sleeves. I did this. This green bit wasn't here.
Ah,
and I did
you're tucking
this.
The green away. So it looks like so your hair is black. Yep. Okay, I see
a
that.
A corporate bun.
This
babe.
Is very chic.
Bun.
Chic and sleek and corporate. Yes.
Right. So then that was that.
Mm-hmm.
On the morning, I did my usual thing. Laid about on my bed with my phone, mm-hmm. on TikTok, having a laugh.
Yeah.
Just getting a bit relaxed. That's my preparation.
Yeah.
Getting a bit relaxed.
Sounds reasonable.
The job interview, I thought, was at 10:30. So I like to get ready for like an hour before, like get my shower.
I heard you say, I thought.
Yeah, I thought.
Uh-oh.
So at like 20 past nine, I was like, let me just make sure I've got all the details.
Yikes.
Job interview was at 9:30.
Oh.
Lying on my bed in my pink pajamas, hair knot and bonnet, with 10 minutes thing. And I had to prepare a task. So the task, I can basically say the task now, I think.
Okay. And well, you didn't get it, yeah.
Exactly. The task was to create content based around parents applying for primary schools and junior schools.
Oh, okay. Okay. Which you have experience of. Like, you
have a mum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a mum. Yeah. I know kids. I know parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically I had to get ready in 10 minutes, which
Wait,
I did.
Hold on. So you had to prepare this content in 10 minutes or you just had to get ready?
No, it was just the idea. Well, no, I didn't have... Okay, if things went well, I would have gotten ready and I would have prepared the thing.
Wait.
Like, within the hour.
But when was this task set, though?
When they emailed me, like, a week before, and obviously.
But then why were you not doing it until, like, an hour before it
because was... Because, obviously, I like to prepare for things within an hour before I'm actually doing them. Yeah.
Okay. This is really giving me anxiety.
Yeah. Don't worry. On the day when I was actually going through it, I had a lot of anxiety. So yeah, had 10 minutes and I was like, my face is not even presentable. So again, I like to hide things. So I hid the hair.
Yeah.
Hid the no makeup with my glasses.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, and just
put the lipstick on. Just on that basis. Yeah.
Plus, it was Zoom, and they've got, like, filters to make you look a little bit better, and
they do, actually, on Zoom.
Yes, they do.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So you're looking hot, looking good.
Yeah.
Kind of prepared-ish.
Professional.
But, like, not as much fun as you would have liked.
And then I had to give them my ideas about what to do. I think I kind of blagged it with lots of words within the sentences. That's what you do, right?
Yeah.
You don't know how to answer something, you just chuck in a whole load of words.
Fill it with words, obviously.
Fill it with words.
Yeah. And you're the specialist, so you know, like, the words to use. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And then you had fun with it, man.
Yeah.
I was giving them suggestions. I even mentioned the fact, you know, just because you're corporate-y, have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the internet. There's so many things you can do. Like, have you checked out Reels yet? And I was like, you know, you can make content fun. I mentioned the trending song. What's that song? I understand the assignment.
Okay.
I was like giving them reference points for that and ideas to do videos to that. And there's a young girl on the call who is also a content creator. She kind of gave it a look like, I'm so cool and young that I know what you're talking about. And I was like, Then they asked me a question and I had to give examples of previous work.
Right.
They asked me what work I've done that's been innovative. I can never say the word.
Innovative. There you go. You've done it.
Maybe and me didn't remember what that word meant, my love.
So what did you think it went? It meant?
Well, I know it's something to do with work, innit? Like, doing stuff.
So what did you say?
I used words.
Oh, okay. We're coming back to this again. Okay.
I gave some big spiel about what thing I did, which was obviously amazingly fun. Blah, 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 blah. And then she was like, okay, so tell me which bit was
innovative.
And I was like, sure, babes, sure. So then I came up with more words. And I was like, I wonder what after the thing, I wonder if do I actually know what that word means?
I googled it.
And then, lucky enough, I was actually safe.
Because you are innovative. Well, everything you do is innovative. You're a creator, baby.
Yes. Okay.
Good.
It just so happens that that word describes what I do anyway.
Yeah.
So it was a stroke of luck.
Cool.
Bananas. To my mind, I think I got maybe a C+ or a B for the interview.
Okay. Yeah.
Sent them my piece of innovative work. Mm-hmm. Did that. Mm-hmm. But then I got an email on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah. They said that the job role, they're no longer actually looking to fill that job role. So the job doesn't actually exist
anymore because of changes. You did some consultancy for them, really, and you need to send in your invoice.
Is that what you think happened?
I think that's exactly what happened.
Did they steal all my ideas for their department? Well,
that's what it sounds like.
Oh, Dennis Simon!
Watch.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Yeah,
I'm going to keep an eye on their social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
See if they start doing those things that I suggested.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You heard it here first. That's what they did. Right. But anyway,
yeah,
it's cool.
So yeah, that was my week. That was my little story.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you finally got a chance to hear it. Sorry you didn't get it, but it's not like you didn't get it because there wasn't even a job.
Right?
Yeah.
My pride and my ego remains intact because the job no longer exists, so it's not like I didn't get the job.
Exactly.
No one got the job.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with looking for jobs because we have a whole new podcast and I don't have time. Hello, I don't have time to get my lashes and my nails and to have a podcast and to go and do a 9-to-5, please, in the corporate world. Time.
It's not realistic. It's not realistic.
I understand you're Simon. Look pretty and have a podcast.
That's all you need to do, baby. And you're doing it so well.
Thank you. Cool. So we have been talking about our podcast. This little message for our lovely listeners who have listened to episode 1 and 2.
Thank you.
Butterflies.
We've had so much lovely feedback as well. I'm like, getting warm and fuzzy inside. It's brilliant. So thank you, people.
It's cute, man. I love it. So as we were saying, we've brought like a couple of new segments to our podcast, just so it flows, just so it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up after this commercial break. See what I did there? So professional. We've got What in the World? And I should make a little jingle or something.
Mm.
What in the World? And What in the World is basically where me and C discuss things that are going on in the world. So that's coming next.
Ruby's Reads is a multicultural children's bookshop with a hand-picked range of diverse books. Follow us on Instagram, RubysReads_UK, for details on how to order.
So, Sarita.
Yeah.
There's been a few things happening this week. Well, I don't know whether you saw, but there was a panorama on Monday, and it was all about online hate against women. Did you see that?
Oh, no. And I do love a panny. I miss a BBC One panny. I haven't watched that for years, but I missed it.
Yeah, same. So I haven't actually watched it, but I have watched the clips that are relevant to me and my life. And it was really interesting because two of the people that they were interviewing on that show were from a program that I love. I know not everyone loves it. But Love Island. So, yeah, it's my fave. I can't actually believe that Sarita doesn't watch this show. I thought this would be up her street. But no, every year when I'm watching it and I'm wanting to talk about it, I can't talk to Sarita because she's just, like, not interested. So, on this show, Love Island, this year, there was a young lady who I absolutely adore, Kaz Kanwi, and she is a black girl. She's gorgeous. She is a content creator, like our good Sarita.
Yep, she is.
I've got a chance to get on the show then.
Well, you know, if Danny like gets on your nerves a little bit, then Love Island is always there for you. So,
nice.
Kaz was on this program, Panorama, talking about online hate against her while she was on Love Island. And it was mainly about the fact that she was a black, dark-skinned woman, the only one on the show. And Love Island didn't really protect her from all of this. So she's in the villa, thinking everything's cool, thinking people are liking her. She comes out, finds out that her sister, who's managing her account, has had to be dealing with all of this hate from loads of trolls.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it wasn't a nice end to her experience. But anyway, the point is, she's come out and now she is distancing herself from the show. Obviously, when you go into a show like that, you have to, like, you're contractually obliged to put certain things out on social media, to have Love Island in your bio. So now she's taken Love Island out of her bio. And it's got to the extent where some of her stans, of which I am one, have refused to acknowledge the fact that she was on there and she met her boyfriend on there. And now they're saying that she actually met the guy she's with on a business trip to Spain rather than on a reality TV show in Mallorca.
But there's receipts, babe. You're on show on TV.
But we don't need to worry about that. Because as far as fans are concerned, they didn't meet on that show. It was a business trip.
Okay, and so you all just rewrote the script?
We had to. We had to rebrand their relationship.
Wow.
So she's distancing herself from the show. And it was really interesting to me because just thinking about where I've seen this before happen really well. Molly May. Do you know about Molly May Haig? Have you heard about her? She's another ex-Islander.
Oh, is that where she comes from?
Yeah.
I know. I have heard of her name.
Yes.
Being banded around.
Yes.
And controversy about her being involved in Pretty Little Thing, right?
Yes. Like, yes. So you would associate her with Pretty Little Thing, right?
I would associate her with being young and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And being some kind of influencer of some description.
Mm-hmm. But you know not of her Love Island experience.
No, not at all.
You see it there. So what Molly May has done is she has removed Love Island from her life and erased it from her history as well. And rebranded herself as this fashionista influencer. Well, she was before she went into the show, but she's come out and she's blown up. And now she's creative director for Pretty Little Thing in UK and Europe.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, so So there's two rebrands there.
Mm-hmm.
Both from Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're totally just pretending that never happened. But one person... So what's happened to the black girl? Was her name sorry?
Kaz.
What's happened to Kaz? So Molly May rebranded herself and became creative director of a whole company.
Yep.
With no fashion qualifications?
She's got some credentials. She was doing influencer life before she went into Love Island. But she's come out and it's just skyrocketed. Like, she's taken that and the audience that she built during Love Island, taken away the Love Island references, focused on building the audience and doing good fashion and entertaining all of these brands, and now she ends up as creative director. And what's that about?
So I'm just trying to do the math, and the math's not mathing, dear. How did you become a whole creative director of a whole business from being on Love Island, then pretending you're not from Love Island, and being an influencer, to a creative director.
Listen.
You're telling me my job interview, which I had imposter syndrome for, I should have realistically been leapfrogging that role. I mean, being like, I can be creative director.
Of the civil service, yes.
Yes, of the whole civil service.
Yeah, basically, that's what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
And I guess when Molly Mae writes her memoirs, we'll find out a bit more about how exactly she's done that. But
I do want to know.
The point is, this is what Kaz has in her future, and I just want it for her. Like, remove Love Island from your history. Yeah. It never happened. Ignore the receipts and focus on the future, which is whatever it is that she wants to make it.
So was Kaz one of the more recent contestants?
Yeah, this season, 2021... Mm-hmm. That's Kaz's season. Molly Mae was back in 2019. So she's had 2 years of raising Love Island. Yeah.
Okay.
And this is where it got her.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's funny you say that, though, because... So Kaz got all of this hatred recently.
Yeah.
And you're saying that Love Island didn't do anything to protect or anything like that.
Nah.
Wasn't it... It's Love Island ITV.
Yes. I see where you're going with this.
You know where I'm going. Yeah. Because wasn't there controversy about this Be Kind stuff?
Thank you.
Which came from,
Caroline Flack.
Which was presenting Love Island.
Yeah.
Or did I get it wrong? Cause remember
You've got it right. You've got it precisely right. So it's the whole, there's a massive hypocrisy around this whole situation. Because that is what people were reminding ITV of during the whole season. Like, what about hashtag be kind? Like, where did that go?
Yeah.
Because that doesn't matter when they've got advertising that they need to secure and they want viewers.
Right.
And they want people to be talking about it as much as possible.
But then... Caroline wasn't the only one. There was another guy that was on that date. He wasn't from Love Island, was he?
I watched
him in Celebs Go Dating. He had a
Mike.
Yeah.
Who?
What program was he on in the first place to get that nickname?
He was on Love Island.
No!
Yeah.
So not only two people from Love Island.
Three.
Committed suicide.
Three.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Who was the third?
There was another lady. I think she was the first, actually.
Before Caroline Flack?
Before Mike.
No.
Yeah. This is taking a slightly morbid turn, to be fair. But
also, if I was working for ITV, I would be like, sorry, guys, damage control.
I know.
What is going on? And it's all from the same show.
The same show, yeah. Sophie Graydon was the first. Then it was Mike and then Caroline.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
and after all that, they're still letting the trolls go crazy.
But then even if, again, you can't stop trolls, really. You can't stop them. But surely there should be something in place to protect the mental health of their contestants. Surely, you know, they have a responsibility to give them the tools to perhaps to deal with online trolls.
Yeah.
But then also remind their viewers, you know, not to go after their contestants.
And this is
especially
it.
Especially racially, because of the whole... Black square that everyone put out last year.
Yeah. But so apparently they did offer support. So they have psychologists on the show and they talk to the guys while they're in the villa. But what they did, which was like even more disgusting, was there was a girl, Chloe, who was getting a lot of hate when she first went in. And she's like this blonde, like Barbie doll looking girl. I don't think people liked her because of how she entered and she took somebody away from... In fact, she took Kaz's first love interest away from
her. I'm still your man.
That's what she did. She came in and stole Kaz's man. And people were hating on her. So much so that Love Island put out a message telling fans, remember, hashtag be kind. So they did it for her. But then when Kaz started getting lots of hate, like, they lost their tongues.
Silence. Silence. Nothing.
That's it.
Wow.
So is this Kaz thing recently new? Have ITV responded to her allegations?
On Panorama. I've not seen any.
Oh, yeah, her appearance.
I don't know what they've said, to be quite honest. And I'm in two minds as to whether or not I'm ever going to watch Love Island again, which is a heartbreaking concept because I absolutely love the show. But the way that they've treated certain contestants on there has been diabolical.
Well, to be fair, I'm not being funny, but like three suicides because of the way that they're possibly being shown on the programme. But also, as you said, I'm sorry to switch. You said that she came on and stole someone's man. Like, okay, I haven't watched the show. Mm. It's called Love Island. Mm-hmm. They have people, I've seen kind of dating shows before. But if she's come in and she's stolen the man, mm-hmm. is that not a part of the show?
Yeah.
Or not?
It is. That's the whole point of it. They bring in people to break up relationships. But Kaz didn't steal anyone's man. Let's get this
straight. No, not Kaz. Sorry.
Right.
No, I'm one at a time, baby.
Okay. Well, I'm a Kaz defender. So, I have to get it correct.
Well, obviously. So people are just hating people because they're playing the program. They're playing a game and doing it well. Mm. But then they're hating on girls for being black or dark skinned.
Yeah.
Not all, but dark.
Black, dark skin, Asian, any person of colour got a bit of racial hate. Really? So there were a couple of girls who were mixed. They were like South, East Asian plus English, I think. There was that combination. Okay. And they were getting trolled racially as well.
It's so mad.
It is mad. And again, Love Island didn't really say anything about it.
And it's strange because it's like, I'm assuming, well, let's not put unit into this equation. The audience of Love Island are quite young.
Mm.
And therefore, should be pretty clued up about different ethnicities.
You would think.
And possibly not being racist, because is racism cool nowadays? I think not.
Do you know what, Sarita? I don't know, because on TikTok, isn't there quite a bit of it that young kids are partaking in? This is what I've heard. I'm not really on TikTok that much, but I've heard stuff about what gets shared on
I've heard it, and because TikTok is quite young, and again, just like you're watching Love Island, got no business your age watching Love Island, I'm very old, and I've got no business being on TikTok, but alas, we live, and we're both on these things that we shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I think the worst I've seen are, you know when kids just be mean to get attention? It's like when they do... You get a naughty kid in school and they say horrible things just to get a reaction.
Mm.
I think I've seen a lot of that.
Mm.
But I do know, in terms of creatives, black creatives, if a black creative does something and a white creative does something, the white creative, their numbers have gotten blown up and this person's just here. Mm. And more times than none, it was usually the black creator's idea in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I've definitely seen stuff like that.
Yeah.
And obviously, algorithms are made by humans and, you know, humans have decided what people want to see.
Yeah.
So I know there's definitely work to be done, but ITV, babes, man, yeah.
It's not good, is it? It's not good at all.
Not at all. They should have learned way back when, the very first incident, the very first.
Mm.
Stuff like this should not be happening in 2021.
It really
should. And again, on a show or around a show that is quite young.
Mm.
It's not like none of these people have never seen non-white people before.
I know.
It's a bit odd, a bit peculiar.
It definitely is. But that's why I think is a major reason why Kaz is distancing herself from the show. And I wish her the very best. Get rid of Love Island. Rebrand yourself Molly Mae Haig fashion. Get that creative director wrong.
Yeah.
Make your paper.
So can Kaz, shall we campaign for Kaz?
Yes.
That's got a ring to it.
Campaign with a K. Campaign
with a K.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Let's just got rebranded. There's Kardashians now.
Oh.
Kardashian rebrand. Well, come on. As much as you hate on Kardashians, I love them.
Yeah.
Kim loved you on SNL.
Yeah.
KKK or Kardashians. You have to pick one, see.
KKK or Kardashians?
Come on. You should need
KKK as in the Ku Klux Klan?
Yeah, we were just...
Or Kardashians?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with the Kardashians on that.
Right, thank you.
But why is it so polarised? Why do I have to only choose between the KKK or the Kardashians?
Because this is where the conversation started. We were talking about too many Ks, and I was referencing...
Oh, okay, sorry.
Are you a business owner looking for affordable ad space? Women Who Rebrand have room for you within our show. Send us your 15-second ad and we'll do the rest. Our listeners will catch you within our podcast episode and on Instagram within a cool carousel alongside a clip of the latest show. Get in touch.
See, guess what?
What?
See?
What?
We had for this new segment called Words of Advice. Words of Advice.
That was our little jingle. We're going to work on
that. We had someone write into the show to ask us for some advice, see?
What? Look at us.
We got a whole letter here. See? Look. There you go. That was the letter. And I'm going to read the letter.
Wait, so they actually posted a letter? They didn't even send an email?
Yeah, to like an address with a stamp on it.
Oh,
like,
that's we're so in the cute. Olden I love days. It. Right, go on. Read it.
Right. So it says, Dear Sarita and C, I'd like some rebranding advice. I had a very important job telling people what to do during COVID. My role at the time involved explaining the health risks and preventative action to fellow humans. Humans needed to take my advice. However, I didn't take my own advice seriously and broke the rules by kissing a colleague. It wasn't even at a Christmas party, you know? But, yeah, work-wise, I messed up. I knew I was out of order, so I resigned, innit? It wasn't mega bad because I still had my side hustle, so I could afford to take my new girlfriend out and still have enough money for my divorce.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, I binge watched Power on Netflix, dusted myself off, and updated my LinkedIn profile. And ladies, I managed to get a new job. Ooh. I was buzzing. Nope. I got a fab position which involved helping a whole continent. Yeah. Continent, not a country. They needed help with a financial issue or something. Now, people obviously weren't convinced that I had rebranded. So someone who takes my own advice seriously, and they told my boss. They, I can only assume, found the situation long, innit? My boss wasn't about that complaint's life. So they basically backtracked, said I couldn't have the job and blamed me for having my side hustle.
Oh.
Let's sigh. Oh. I'm pretty bummed, ladies. Not sure what to do next. Obviously, I'm going to binge watch Squid Game, but I need your advice about rebranding so I can keep my next job. Yours faithfully, Anon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, babes.
Wow, that is some story.
I know, right? Twist turns.
Oh, couldn't make it up. Jeez. Okay.
No.
And this person is, they haven't said who they are.
No, Anon.
Oh.
Anon, babes.
Okay. Sounds a little bit like a story I've heard something about.
Allegedly.
Allegedly sounds a little bit like that, yeah. Okay. Right, let's have a think about this. So what's the major issue? What's the first thing that this person wants to get sorted out, do you reckon?
It sounds like he messed up. Sorry.
Oh, he?
He or a she? I don't know. I think he's got man vibes.
Yeah, I think it's a he. Vibes.
This sounds like he's majorly done something wrong.
Yeah.
And just tried to just start over rebranding, but not maybe rebranding authentically.
Perhaps possibly. That's what it is. Also, I think there's probably a little bit of reflection that he needs to do about what it was that led to him not being so successful in that first role that he had.
Yeah.
I think... I think if he does that, it might help in the future with these other roles that he's going for that are then getting taken away from him. You know, reflect on his own actions, the part that he played in that.
Accountability.
That's the word I'm looking for, because there sounds like a bit of a blame game that's going on now. It's everyone's fault and not his, if it's a he. Mm. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of accountability to be taken, a little bit of reflection and accountability. But I'm really interested in this person that he was gripsing up, not at a Christmas party.
Oh, well, do you know what? Mm. When I was thinking about it, I was simply thinking about his job. And, babe, you can't be kissing people. You can't be kissing work colleagues. And he's saying that he's getting a divorce, so... He was married.
Oh.
This person was married and kissed someone on the job. And you, kissing colleagues.
Oh, no.
That's
Stay away from your colleagues.
That's so 1985.
It's very cliche, isn't it?
It's very 1985. It's very, it's not a good look.
No.
Wonder if people saw, found out. Wonder how people found out. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, it just sounds like, he needs to rebrand authentically. You can't just say you're rebranding by leaving one place and not doing the job very well, because how are you telling people about how to live and do things and you're not even following your own rules?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that position's for you.
This is what I'm saying. He needs to just reflect, reevaluate what the direction is that he needs to go into. Because, like, it sounds like he was going to be looking after a whole continent. A finances of a whole continent.
Not even a country, babes.
And he couldn't even sort himself out. Like, come on now. Listeners, you may or may not know, he had a role, a lovely role that the UN offered and then withdrawn within about 5 days or something. And I was just thinking, God, Matt, are you not embarrassed? Because look at Matt Hancock's got a little bit of a political career, but couldn't hold a job at the UN for longer than a week. Meanwhile, do you know who's got, like, who's representing the UN? Do you know who we've got out here representing the UN?
Politics. See, go on then.
Am I going to know them? You might. So, Hermione from Harry Potter.
What are you on about?
Emma Watson is a UN ambassador. Emma Watson. So she is, her title is Goodwill Ambassador, dedicated to the empowerment of young women.
What's she about?
Gender equality. She got that because, like, she was Hermione. That's how she got that.
Oh.
So she's got that. And Matt Hancock couldn't keep his job for 7 days. Hermione Granger, my dear. Ricky Martin.
Why are you just telling? What's going on? Like, when all Arnold Schwarzenegger was like the
governor of California. Yes.
What?
This is right. Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California, and Mr. Matt Hancock can't even keep a job for 5 days. Do you know who else? Whose hips don't lie? Whose hips don't lie?
Ricky Martin.
Not only Ricky Martin.
Oh, there's another one.
Shakira.
What's she doing?
She also is looking after the betterment of children. She wants them to get a good basic education, and she's supporting the UN with that. And here we have Mr. Matt Hancock, who is too busy putting his hand up ladies' skirts to contemplate,
allegedly,
although there is video evidence, to focus on keeping a job at the UN for more than a week.
Wow.
This is craziness.
Wow.
Crazy.
So you're telling me, right,
yeah,
that I had imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
About doing a job that I can do because it's content creation.
Yeah.
I am a wonder. Yeah. I had imposter syndrome about doing something I know that I can do.
Yeah.
And Shakira and More Hips Don't Lie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back. All these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Molly May, Pretty Little Thing?
Yeah.
All these people that are just like, well, me, I did not study that. I've been in films, I've been on dating shows, I have taken selfies.
Yeah.
I am gonna go do that job.
You got it.
And rebrand
yep.
as some very important political people.
That's it. That's
so it. So basically, today I've learned that I am not reaching high enough, see.
I'm not. I'm so glad that this has been... a lesson for you, Sarita. I'm so glad.
Indeed. I should be in politics, not knowing anything about politics. Absolutely nothing.
Now.
Again.
But maybe let's not get this at hand.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going after ASOS. I'm going to be creative director of ASOS. Which is funny, actually. I did actually apply for a job years ago for ASOS.
Really?
It reminded me.
As what?
Makeup artist.
Ah.
Yeah, it was ages ago.
Didn't get it.
Yeah.
But obviously I wasn't. Because I applied for a job at ASOS ages ago as well.
What did you apply for?
It was something to do with learning and development. And I didn't get it either. So.
They saw the potential. They did not want us to have those roles. They were like, babes, you two should be creative director.
Yeah.
Without any of the qualifications. You should be telling us how to run this multi-million, billion squillion fashion, allegedly, company. All right. I like it.
That's exactly
it. Hi.
That's people. It. That is the lesson for today.
Oh, maybe that's what this... We didn't have a name for the episode. Worker bees. Aim high.
Yes.
Aim high. So like should we actually call this episode Aim High?
I think it has to be.
I like how
organic that was.
Yeah. Right. Imposter syndrome. Aim high. Oh, I used the same piece of paper that our letter was written.
Oh, ma'am.
I'm sorry, Anon. I do respect your efforts.
Yeah,
people, if you have any dilemmas, feel free to write in. I don't really need to give the address because Anon managed to find the address.
Exactly. Yeah. If Anon can do it, you can. And Anon, let us know how you get on.
I know, right? I feel that we will probably know soon enough. Yeah. Maybe when they, because I don't know if it's a he or she, finishes Squid Game.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say Squid Games. Have you seen the memes going around?
The red light, green light thing? Or what?
No, what means? But that is good. No, so did you not notice that I said Squid Games? There's a like funny thing going around how black people especially add an S unnecessarily to things. Which made me laugh because it is very true.
Yeah.
And I didn't even notice that
a
lot.
Yeah,
do you
do it? I do, like Tesco's. When did it become Tesco's? It's Tesco. Why are we calling it Tesco's?
Who knows?
I don't know.
And I, at
no, I don't do it. And then I started writing.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I started writing and I put anyways.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh? Anyways. Huh? I think I meant anyway. And even that's like slang too. But then I'm adding an S to it as well. What's going on?
We love that S. We love it so much. That is hilarious.
Just makes everything so easier.
Okay, so Squid Games.
Yeah.
I have to look up some memes. I've not seen them yet.
I'll leave that with you then. Maybe I'll share it on social media.
Yeah.
Social media.
Cheers.
And that, my friends, is about it. Can you believe it? The time's gone so quickly.
So quickly. Well, this is what happens when you're having fun.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. I know. So I'm going to let people know where they can find our lovely podcast. Because, to be honest, we were wrong the first time.
Oh.
We got a bit
confused.
Yeah. Women Who Rebrand can listen on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Google Podcasts. I think that's a good one.
Okay.
Overcast. And Spotify.
Oh.
So those are the places that they can find us. And we don't have any social media platforms.
No.
You can follow C at...
C is for Chioma.
And where are you found C?
I am on Instagram and Twitter mainly. I do have a Facebook page, but... Let's not talk about that too much. What about you, Sarita? Where can they follow you?
Friends and foes, you can follow or stalk me on Instagram, Twitter, a little bit on TikTok. Like I said, I'm I'm old in a small, little space. I'm babbling now, sorry, I need a cup of tea. That vodka, the vodka I drank earlier down in front of you. I am Hey Sarita on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Yeah, I'm doing the Facebook thing as well, but not really, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah, all these don't like me because I share current stuff.
What's all this 21st century stuff then?
Yeah, all these millennials talking about things that actually exist in the present day.
I know.
All right, well, thank you so much, people, for tuning in to Women Who Rebrand. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, episode three,
will be known as...
Aim High.
Whoop.
Imposter syndrome?
Colon.
Question mark? Yeah. Aim High.
Love it.
All right. And I will see you all, I'll see you very shortly, and the rest of you folk next week.
See you guys. Bye.
Women Who Rebrand was brought to you by Sarita Fontaine and Chioma Olalea. If you like what you've heard and you want to hear us again, don't forget to subscribe or follow wherever you usually catch your podcasts. We're available on all streaming platforms, including Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, and Breaker.